I've got some of his hair in a box already, and I want to make a wig from it.
Priscilla, are you serious?
He's got nice hair. How much did it cost to buy Peruvian hair?
When his teeth fall out, do you keep them
as well? Of course I keep them.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmoms that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Priscilla, Tash and Sam, and we're talking competitive parenting. Do you laugh in the face of parents whose children still don't sleep through the night? Perhaps you're the parent shouting from the rooftops that your child got 10 out of 10 on a times tables test. Over to the panel. Are you competitive when it comes to your kids pitting them against other kids? Sam, yes. I look at you and I think you're probably quietly competitive, like outwardly very calm and everyone is equal, but inwardly, yes.
Inwardly, yes, but outwardly, I don't have the energy. I did a school drop-off a few weeks ago, and it was just as when the classes started doing spelling tests, and everyone was going, oh, my daughter got 7 out of 10. My daughter got 6 out of 10. Oh, I couldn't be bothered. My child got 3 out of 10. I was like, she got 10 out of 10. Shame. kept moving. But I can't with those that post that X has got this badge and has done this and done that.
I'm like, oh, I do that.
Are you one of those?
Yeah, I post all the time. He's got his own face, like Instagram and stuff. Because I like to encourage other kids and other parents to do more things. Is that patronising?
I mean,
I just feel like if you show what you do, then maybe someone could be inspired by it.
So what sort of stuff do you put up?
Him at violin. He's like, he had a concert like a few months ago. That's awesome. He wore like a nice penguin suit and he done a solo, his first solo. So I was proud of him. So I was like, well done, boy.
See, I think that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
We do it all the time.
It's all the time. See, that's
my son's teaching himself the piano.
See, it's the all the time.
That's what
time
I did.
It's the all the time. I'm a bit like, I get it. Your child's amazing. Child's amazing. My child's amazing in their own particular way. I don't need to shout about it all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
Or just like drop it in. Those that just drop it casually in conversation out of nowhere. Yeah. Oh, Robert is doing X. Where did the hell did that come from? Why? When were we talking about what your son is doing?
Yeah.
See, I find it a bit awkward. Like my 8-year-old, he is, and I don't know where he's got it from, but super brainy. And I'm going to be honest, when it comes to homework, we're terrible parents. We don't do any with him. He just does it himself. We don't teach him his spellings. I've never gone through spellings with him. He just knows them. Like, and it's ridiculous. But he is like a 10 out of 10 kid all the time. He like drops barely any marks or anything. He's just clever. I am not posting that anywhere because I feel a bit not embarrassed about him doing well.
But like, sorry, my child's so clever.
But like, you come across as an absolute dirtbag, don't you?
Yeah,
and
you're
like, and like one of my friends was talking to me about how hard she and her kids are working on spelling, and like she's really putting in the work, and they've got like they're doing stuff before school, they're doing stuff after school, and she was like, oh, you know, how much you do with Arthur to like get him his 10 out of 10s. And I couldn't just answer and go like, oh, nothing. So I found myself being like, well, we don't do that much because he's sort of quite naturally good at that. But he still doesn't sleep through the night properly.
Yes.
Like, I've got to find something so that I don't look like I'm...
I do the same.
I don't know. I think you should shout about your kids.
Yeah,
like, definitely. Like, it depends, like, if they're good. Like, for instance, like, my son sleeps through the night. Now he's 3.5 months. I know I'm very, very lucky. Sometimes he'll wake up once, but when he had like a week of waking up, like I think he was going through his 4-month regression early, and he had a week of like waking up through the night. And I'm in like a mum and baby WhatsApp group, and when my son wasn't and their children were, I hated them. I'm like, why have you got to even tell me? Like, I don't even want to know. Shut up. But when my son's doing it, I'm like, well, Sonny's sleeping through the night. So it just depends on like what's going on at that time. But yeah, like if for one stage he doesn't do a runny poo, I'm telling everyone about it.
Wow.
Like, literally.
It's true. I think you've got to read the room sometimes. Like, if my son was really good at something, but I knew that another mum struggled with it, I think it's in bad taste to talk about it, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So I think
if they're having, like, a nervous breakdown about it, then I'm not going to, like, be like, Sunny slept through the night.
Know what I mean?
If someone's just messaged, been like,
I haven't slept in 3 days.
My child slept all
through the night. Yeah. I would kill you.
Yeah, no. I think it's time and a place.
Yeah.
But like just, what you've said about what Instagram and like violins and stuff, then absolutely.
Yeah. I just feel like it's only right that if you talk about your kid sleeping through the night, you have to mention that they also have colic. Like,
they might be
fine during the night. But
I feel like you have to give the balance.
Yeah.
Like, yes, my child can be amazing.
Yeah.
But also, my child can be an absolute little shit.
And
that's the balance of that's the balance of the universe. Because I think there's too much of, like, there's too much, my child is holier than thou, and look at them, they float on feathers when they walk through the room.
He does.
Or like Prince Akeem from Coming to America. There's rose petals are thrown at his feet as he walks in the room. But fine, they have those moments, they're amazing. But there are also moments where I would like to drop kick my child.
Yes.
And that was also part of it.
Some of that balance.
Yeah, some of that balance.
Last week, Arthur got Star of the Week, and it was for being wonderful all the time at school. And just to get us back, Fred drew all over the sofa in nursery with a ballpoint pen.
Fred.
I love Fred.
One and half of one and half of the other.
You can't have it all.
No.
You can't.
It's all about balance. Yeah. It's all about balance. Like, I will more than happily promote you. I will more than happily promote your achievements. But that also, in doing that, I'm also going to promote your violence.
Yeah, 100%.
Your psychological abuse and your physical abuse and your emotional abuse towards me.
Yeah, like when I was boasting about Sunny sleeping through the night, literally like the next day I saw every single hour that night and I was like, oh, I've jinxed myself here.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to tell anyone. I was like, oh, I've been boasting too long. Like, I can't tell everyone that I've been up every hour.
To me, it's the food thing. I think the food has caused like friendship arguments, like what our kids eat thing. You know, like the judgy, like I sound judgy, but I'm like, so how many fruits and veg do they have a day? They're like, whatever we can get. I was like, bad mum. I'm joking. Oh, no, but you have those conversations.
I like the way you say you're joking, you're not. Really, you're not.
You're not joking.
Like, why won't you do it? You know, like.
What I think is interesting is that we started off talking about, you know, like, competitive about your kids.
And now we're competitive.
But now we're competitive because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Really, ultimately, it's like parents competing with themselves.
Yeah. It is.
So we're going brutal for this. I feel like we know each other well enough. I hope.
Fingers crossed.
Imagine if you could change one thing about your child. There's no, oh no, they're perfect just the way they are. We're not taking any of that. Imagine if you could change one thing about your child. What would it be? Priscilla.
I would make his hair grow faster. Because I've got some of his hair in a box already and I want to make a wig.
What? From it.
Priscilla, are you serious?
He's got nice hair. How much did it cost to buy Peruvian hair?
When his teeth fall out, do you keep them
as well?
Of
course I keep them.
Are you going to
have
skin
his
him and wear him as a
hair
suit?
Everything. I have everything. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm not letting go. Like, I want to weave.
I can see the intensity.
No, his hair is so good. My son, he's half Pakistani, so he's got, like, really wavy hair. And it's so soft and silky and jet black.
But what are you doing with it once you've made it into
a wig? It's in a box. I know, eventually I want to make it into a track and then like be able to like use it. But he said no.
On your own head?
100%. But he told me he wants to give it to kids that can't grow hair. He's sweet. He's a sweetheart. I want
the hair. And who wins the argument?
Yeah, he wins. 100%. The first round I kept.
Okay.
Yeah. Second round goes to kids, children in need, kids who may have cancer, who can't grow their hair. My son would like to give his hair to them.
He's a good egg.
He's a really good egg. Yeah, then I get the third round. 100%.
So we've been talking about being competitive and being competitive parents and making our kids compete against each other. What about when it comes to like bragging rights? Have you got any weird, humble brags? Like not your normal, oh, he's doing really well in maths, but something that is just a bit left field.
My baby's poo. Yeah, I'm one of those mums that I'm like proper like poo police.
Oh wow.
So like if the other mums in my WhatsApp group are like, oh, my baby hasn't pooed for 12 days, I'm like, my son is pooing every day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day, and they are good poos. I didn't realise like how much you talk about poo when you become a mum.
Oh, so much.
So, yeah, I just brag about my son's poo a lot. So, yeah, I'm really proud of him.
Yeah.
And his pooing.
No, that's good.
I hope for you that things change over time and you find other things
brag about. No, I'm cool with that.
He's like 18.
Yeah, 18.
I'm so proud of him. Just still checking his
food. I'm actually weirdly enough proud. Obviously, it's food related. I'm proud of him when he eats salads. He orders salads. He's the only kid I know that will go to a restaurant and go, so what salads do you have today? And like, we'll order a salad. And I'm so proud of him because when I was that age, I would never.
Is anyone else starting to think that Priscilla doesn't have children? Yeah, and she's just made up. There's like a hologram or something.
No, honestly, I'm so proud of him. He will just go, yeah, what salads? He's got a favourite salad bar that he goes to. In, you know, Dawson, everyone been there? Cafe Root.
What? No. He has a favourite salad bar?
Yeah, they got the best salads. They got about 10 different salads and you can pick. And he goes, oh, can I have the green bean and potato one?
Is he a real child?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Yeah, you'll meet him one day. He's awesome.
No. When he's unlocked from the basement.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? No, he loves it. The thing is, people think I'm like so strict. I'm not. I just raised him that way. When you do it from zero, there's no difference. He doesn't see anything wrong with it or strange. Or he just goes, it's life. It's my life.
Wow. Sam, what about you?
Mine is that if you ask my daughter at the present moment, where is she from? She goes, she's Ghanaian first.
Aww.
It's taken a lot of time. My wife will get there and she'll get the Irish in there, but I'm gonna take that at the present moment, and the fact that she's proud and holding up her flag. That's so nice. That's for me. Nice.
That's really
cute. Lovely.
And mine is, and I say this with love, my husband's from Yorkshire. I love Yorkshire. I live in Yorkshire. Love it. But I do love the fact that my kids haven't picked up the wrong way to say breakfast, lunch and dinner, because I cannot, it's not we're not having dinner at lunchtime. That's not how it works.
That's what they say
They say breakfast, dinner and tea.
No, that's
I can't tell you how nice it is to be in a room.
You should be proud
with
of
me.
That
Well, it does get a little bit confused, and so we do go through periods of time where he gives up on it completely and he refers to it as, have we had the second meal of the day yet?
Oh, that's so cute.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Let Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmum socials to have your say. And remember to click follow on this podcast. And do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.